Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. How do I become more confident? By the end of this podcast, I'm going to describe what we mean by confidence for you and how do you get it. So, welcome back. I'm Johnny Pardo, a self-esteem and confidence author, YouTuber, podcaster, and coach. I'm here to help guide you to more confidence and self-love through habits. So I used to have issues with confidence in terms of whether that was speaking up in a meeting or just saying something to someone in the street or whether it was even playing football. And I used to play football a lot, but I used to hide away from actually getting the ball because I was worried I'd make a mistake. And that was a lot of fear and a lack of confidence because of it. There's lots of different areas I struggle with. I remember just saying in a meeting once, just even saying my name, I go red. Now, though, I do podcasts, I do YouTube. I'm a mentor at Toastmasters. I write and express my work out in the world and various things. I'm a very confident person socially. So I've had to overcome a number of different things in my life in order to become confident. I go into situations now, really, and I have minimal concern about the outcome. But all I know is I can just apply my best efforts and only be me. And it's not that there's no fears there, but it's that you've got the confidence to do them anyway. So, first of all, let's cover what we mean by confidence. When we say confident, I always ask, if someone says that to me, I always ask, confident in what? Because there's generic confidence where you're confident across life and you approach things comfortably. But then there can be specific situations where you might not be confident in. However, if you start to back away from challenges in things because you're fearful and worried and it's in multiple things, then that would suggest you've got a bit of a challenge with generic confidence. But if it's a certain situation where you're willing to have a go, but you don't have confidence in it, that's probably specific confidence. So let's go through a few tips in order to increase your confidence. So as I said on the point I've just been talking about, get specific on what you want. So is it confidence in being able to do a new skill, or is it confidence in you approaching things in life in general? If it's in general, you need to look at your self-esteem and your self-love. And I've got plenty of podcasts and videos and blogs that you can take a look at in order to help you on that. The next tip is really about identifying the fear and asking yourself why. Why is it you're fearful of something? And fear, by the way, is a perfectly natural thing, and no human being on the planet has no fear. So there's no, in another way of saying that, everyone has fear at some point in their life. But it's about how we handle it. You might look at a confident person you perceive as confident and you think they've got no fear, they're not scared of anything. That is not true. We all have fear. Our brain has a job to keep us safe, to keep us alive. And therefore, we all do have fear at some point. But understanding why exactly you're having that fear is really, really key. So asking yourself why and really drilling down to identifying it, that's going to help self-awareness as to where the fear is coming from. And then my next tip is about breaking the fear down, really understanding what you can do to overcome it. So if it's, for example, this is my favorite example, but if you've got to do a presentation to your company at work and you're a bit scared of presenting in front of people, that's going to be quite fearful. And doing that big jump is going to terrify you. And you might be so paralyzed with fear you can't do it, as I would have been years ago. But now I love it, because I've broken it down and worked through it. But you have to look at little steps you can take in order to build up to that big thing that's confidence. So That could be a presentation to just your manager or a colleague, and then you could do to a small group to practice. Or maybe if you don't want to do it at someone's work, you could practice your presentation with friends and then just build it up more and more. I wouldn't present to my mates because they're probably, well, I wouldn't mind they take the mic, but because I don't care, but they'd probably not be the best audience to get feedback from, no offense, lads. So you've got to really, really identify how you can break it down even further. Now, you might be scared, on another example I'm going to use just to demonstrate that point as well, is talking to people. So whether that's just being in social situations or that's asking the person out that you've been thinking about for ages. So you could break that down by, again, I've been through these situations, you could break that down by just saying good morning to people, just saying hello to someone, just walking past someone and smiling, which some people are even scared to do. And when I walk past and smile at people, I get about 50-50. Some people smile back. Some people will put their head down. Now, that doesn't mean it's because they're rude. It sometimes means they are just shy as well. So think about how you can break it down. The next point is repeat and repeat and repeat. You get more confident at something when you do it continuously over and over again. So if it's a skill you want to become really confident in, then keep doing it. If you want to be really good at a certain sport and you're confident you can do it, just keep doing it over and over again. As I did in football, there are certain things in football I practiced over and over again, so I was able to do them. I took penalties for ages, and then I was confident enough to take one in a football match. I've missed penalties, of course, as well, but we won't go too much into that, but that's happened as well. The next one. Focus on the action, not the outcome. And what I mean by that is you can only take the action. And we get paralyzed by the fear and have a lack of confidence because we're worried what the outcome will be. Now, we can't control the outcome or situations in life. And when we realize that, it's better for our life. And keep regularly reminding yourself of that. Keep reminding yourself you can only take the action. So when I'm trying to grow my business, my coaching, my podcast, my YouTube, the actions I can take is learn about how growing it, and then I can just produce content because I love doing that. So just focus on the action. Now, if you're still not getting an outcome in life or not getting the results you want, then you probably want to get asked for help. Ask someone who's an expert in that area. But generally, for being more confident, just focus on taking the action again and again. And again, now, I can use some examples from my life in terms of taking action and not worrying about the outcome. So, for example, I've taken penalties in football and I've scored penalties in football, although my latest team, I'm not the penalty taker, but I've taken them and, you know, I want the score, and that's always going to be in your mind. But sometimes I've taken the action and I've scored, I've sometimes missed, but I've actually been proud of myself for trying. I've admittedly asked someone out at the bar. Sometimes they say yes, and sometimes they said no. And actually, I'm proud of myself for trying. So that's, again, focusing on the outcome. I've tried to talk to people in social situations and networking events. And usually that's quite, well, that's probably not the best example, because usually if people are at a networking event, they're not going to reject you because they're there to interact and meet new people, potentially new people to their business. And they're probably not going to say no. But now and then you might meet someone in a social situation where they're not as sociable. And don't take that personally, but you're taking the action to say hello and go there. So just focus on that. Okay, so those are my tips. Just kind of a final one is praising yourself after you've done it. So just praise yourself for taking that action. Be confident in what you've done. You've tried to take the action. And I've sometimes bottled it in the past. The fears got on top of me. Now, hopefully that's going to reduce for the rest of my life. There might be a chance where the fear gets too great and I don't do something, but hopefully not. I mean, it used to be a lot more, but not much anymore. I will try stuff. I just focus on taking the action. So when I first started my YouTube channel, for example, I was very scared about putting myself out on video. And when I first tried it, I used to put it off and say, oh, I need to get better. So actually, I was failing to put it out. But then eventually I put it out and I was able to put several more YouTube videos out. So don't worry so much on the fact you might have failed to try something in the past. Just focus on trying now, going into the future. Just take that action. Okay, so I want you to think about what your struggles are in confidence and perhaps little actions you can take to overcome this. So I find, as we wrap up today, you might be thinking, well, I just can't get confident. I just can't do this. I just can't do this. And I'm going to break the honest ultimate truth here. You do not become more confident at something until you do it. You can do this mindset work. You can listen to motivational videos, but you do not become confident until you do something. Now, like I said, the jump might be too big. You might be paralyzed by fear, but instead break it down into small, small steps. And if I ever find myself in something too great, I will break, or, you know, getting too overwhelmed, which is perhaps slightly different to confidence, but I will break it down as small as possible just to see the steps I can take. But unfortunately, you cannot get more confident unless you take the action. So that's what I wanted to wrap up today. So confidence is something you have to do, and you've got to understand whether it's a specific confidence issue or it's a generic confidence issue. If it's a generic, you probably need to do a bit more self-love work, which I always tell people to do. They need to do self-love work and self-esteem work every single day, even, you know, if it's just 10 minutes a day, just practicing on reassuring yourself. But whatever the outcome, however you feel from that, you always need to take action, else your self-love's going to fail, because, well, not fail, but have a bit of a hit to it, because you're not taking action on yourself. So therefore you lose that self-respect a little bit. So hopefully today has given you some value about how you can get more confidence. And if you'd like to get more into the subject, I've got a number of other podcasts and YouTube videos you can look at. But my latest book, The Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset, is now available on Amazon in both paperback and KDP. So it's available on there at the moment for the price of $5.99. That's in English money, if you would like to check that one out. So keep taking action to increase your confidence, and I will be back in the next episode. Thank you.